couple of poems now from the August Poetry Postcard Fest. This year it'll be the ninth year that people around the world gather. They get on a list. They don't gather. They stay at their house, but they get 31 postcards. They get on a list, and they send original postcards written spontaneously to people on the list. And hopefully some thread emerges. And these are from 2013. I had them printed up in this. And the list will go out again July 4th. And I'm maintaining it from my website, paulenelson.com. Last year we had 420 people around the world get involved in this, and it's a lot of fun. So I'm going to read just a couple of poems, and they're postcard poems. This went to Ruby Kane, called Too Seedy, and this is from Life on Lucille, across from the Pea Patch. XY neighbor McPherson would sweep away fallen mulberries. Too seedy, she'd say, as if presence of mulberries inside a knife fight. Guys high on 40-ouncers or Sea City MMJ. Too seedy. Mulberries, the dirty shitter of the Seattle garden scene. By the way, she says, just go there and get them. So it's right across from the Pea Patch in Hillman City, and they're very tasty. And then last one is last postcard poem written to Dean Fander. And this is a PED scandal. You know what PEDs are? Baseball fans? Sports fans? PED?
Performance enhancing drugs.
That's one interpretation, exactly. And the epigraph from Jose Lezama Lima, they ask for a hollow darkness to sleep in. And in the depth of the dream's hollow darkness, a confession. Use of PEDs, poetry-enhancing drugs. Coltrane postcards, Lezama Lima epigraphs, nasturtium blossoms, and Thursday morning baby sambas. Somebody please help me. So you can imagine getting that in the mail in August.